You're listening to Vet Candy.
Hi, I'm Tatiana Rogers.
And I'm Lexi Rodriguez.
And I'm Shannon Gregoire.
And welcome to this week's episode of Vet Candy Talk. So on today's episode, I'd like to talk about smart money moves, ladies. What do you think about that?
There are so many, Tatiana. I think we can talk about this for hours if we wanted to.
Yeah, definitely. My mind just spiraled. Like, there's so many ways we could go about it. But what do you think, Tatiana? What comes to mind when you think about that?
Well, in our industry, I think in vet school, I think one of the biggest things is our student loans. I think that that's one of the big pieces is that when we're talking money and we're talking veterinary medicine, you know, we're talking what anywhere from, I don't know, I think our tuition in-state right now is $35,000. Out-of-state is like $56,000, I think, something like that. So we're talking about a big chunk of change here that a lot of people are taking out on loan. So I thought we can maybe talk about that for today.
That's a scary amount.
So here's, I guess, the piece that I always kind of think about is that, yes, we're taking on a big investment, but I think a lot of people are ashamed of their loans. And I don't think that they should be. Like, for example, me, I'm $85,000 in debt. How about you? Y'all want to tell me your number?
Same girl. Not falling too far behind. Also, I agree. At first, I was ashamed. I didn't really want to talk about it. But then when I started to think about it, I'm like, what am I really ashamed for? Like, I'm going to be a doctor, and this is what I love to do. And I'm going to wake up doing what I love. And at the end of the day, that number is just a number and it's going to be my life. So I'm not ashamed about it anymore. I could freely talk about it. But it did take me a while to like settle down and think about it and be able to sleep with that big amount of number in my thoughts. I'm like, oh my God, that's how much I owe. And it's still going to keep going up. But now when I think about it, I'm like, this is what I want to do. So I'm okay with it. But I don't know. What do you think, Shannon? It's a ridiculous amount. Like, I'm not going to agree with the amount. The amount is very high.
Yeah. I mean, girl, I'll tell you right now, I have over $200,000 in loans and it's still climbing. And guess what? It feels like Monopoly money. It doesn't even feel like it's real. So, it's a lot. It's more than the average cost of the American household. So I will have a loan payment equal to a mortgage payment when I graduate. That's a little bit scary, but also not going to think about it because I use my money smartly. But that also means when I get my first job, I have to really think about like where I'm going to live, what my cost of living is going to be like, you know, what my salary is going to look like. And that's all super important to me, but I'm aware of those things and I know it. And this career is worth more than gold to me. So honestly, like whatever it costs. I just go to a private institution. So it's more expensive than a state school. So it's just an investment.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. And I don't know if you ladies know about this, like how student loans are set up. So I know right now that they have a program where you pay for 20 years, you'll pay a percentage of your discretionary income. So you'll pay a percentage of that. So you'll be able to kind of pay based on what you make for 20 years. And after 20 years, it's actually forgiven. So I think that that's like kind of one of the really interesting pieces right now with VetMed is like we're investing in ourselves. It is 20 years. 20 years is a long time. But if it's a percentage of your discretionary income, it's like, say, I don't know, say it's a $400 a month payment, as opposed to a mortgage, like, you know, say it's $2,000 when you're actually paying like the minimum. No, this is what our financial advisor at CSU told us. She told us that they have a new program under the Obama era that he created where you're paying a percentage of your income. I need to get it in writing now.
Are you talking about the repay? I mean, I know there's repay programs that you like, it's like a pay as you go. They do a percentage. But like we had actually Drip.vet come and give us a talk. He's like a DVM JD who does a lot of contract negotiations. And he had a certified financial planner come and they were paid by Western University to give us this whole financial talk. and they talked about all the different repayment options, and it's going to be a lot of money. I know vets that work in the public sector right now are right on their 10-year mark where they're supposed to get all their loans forgiven, and they don't know if they're even going to get it because it might run out of money.
Yeah, because like I said, the financial advisor, I got to get this in writing now, because she told me it would be with what we calculated that I would be in debt in for at the end of my career, of educational career, it would be an $800 a month payment based on this program. So I'm pretty blown away that it's not.
Well, let's hope. Let's only hope, right?
All right, ladies. I know we can talk about this for hours, but I think it's time for a quick break. So to all our listeners, please enjoy this quick commercial and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Put the needle on the record.
Hello, this is Renee Michelle, and I'm happy to tell you about a fun new show. I have partnered up with Dr. Quincy Hawley for Vet Candy Life. We bring our unique perspectives to topics ranging from relationships to career challenges to the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Each show also features expert tips, lifestyle advice, and real life experiences from the most exciting experts in our industry. Check us out on iTunes, YouTube, and even Facebook Watch.
So I caught up with my friend Paul Gazella, who's a CPA in New Jersey, and here is what he had to say.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. My name is Paul Gazella. I am a CPA, and I prepare tax returns, do financial analysis, things of that nature. So I spend my day with money-related issues. Before I get into that, I do want to mention student loans are okay. It's a sign that you decided to invest in your future. And by that, I mean getting an education that qualifies you for a job that's going to pay you to do something you love. So from that standpoint, having the debt is okay. Just view it as an investment. Don't view it completely as a burden. But with that said, it is a burden that you want to try and take care of as quickly as possible. So I want to talk about a couple of things that you should focus on if you have student loans. The first step that I want you to focus on is make sure you know all the details of your loan. How much do you owe? What is the interest rate? What is the terms of the repayment? Now, and do that for every loan you have if you have multiple loans. The reason I want you to do that is I want you to understand what those components are so you can compare it against other options out there. Maybe the interest rate is higher than you need to pay and refinance is available. The way to do that is compare your details to other loans out there. And one of the best ways that I've found is a website called magnifymoney.com. It'll give you details on all of your refinance options and compare lenders so you can make the best choice for you. And if you do have multiple loans with varying interest rates, make sure you are working to pay off the highest interest rates first. The second point that I want you to focus on is looking at your repayment options. The first thing you should consider is setting up an automatic payment plan. That means the payment is automatically deducted from your account. The reason I suggest that is twofold. One is typically a lender will offer a lower interest rate if you do that, which will reduce the amount of your payment or shorten the term of how long you have to pay. And two is that it avoids the logistics of having to make the payment, which likely could lead to late fees. So by setting it up automatically, you're going to avoid that. The other thing in terms of a repayment option is consider an income-based repayment plan. If you get the notification that your loan amount is now due and you have to start making payments, and the amount of the payment is a crazy amount of money that you can't possibly afford, consider looking at an alternative repayment method. They only work with a federally funded loan, so not any private loans, only federally funded loans, but it's income-based. And typically, your payment will be limited to 10 to 15% of your discretionary income for a period of 20 to 25 years. Now, the benefit of that is, to the extent you have lower income, the amount of your payment will be lower. and then you continue to pay for whatever the term of the program requires. At the end of that term, whatever balance is left is forgiven. If you have lower income, it makes a lot of sense. As your income grows, your payment will also grow. So it is a long-term commitment that could have great benefits, but it is not for everybody. So look at the details, and you have to consider what your future income growth will be as part of that. The third point that I want to talk about is if you are having problems making the payments, contact your lender. Get out in front of the problem rather than put your head in the sand and wait for them to come to you and knock on your door looking for payments. They will typically work with you. And if they work with you, you can reduce the amount of accrued interest and possibly late fees. Couple of options that they can offer you is changing your repayment schedule to lower your payment that maybe is more palatable within your income stream. Or there's two other options. One is called a deferment and the other is called a forbearance. Both of those options allow you to delay the payments. The deferment option, you do not accrue any interest on the outstanding balance for the period of the deferment. A forbearance, on the other hand, eliminates the principal payments during the forbearance period, but you still have to make interest payments. In both of those cases, you could get some relief, and it's worth talking to the lender about it. They're more likely to grant those two programs if you reach out to them in advance or as it's starting, rather than disappear for a few months and wait for them to contact you.
Wow, that was so, so great. Thank you so much, Paul, for sharing your insight. I'd like to talk about maybe some money saving tips. So what kind of things that we can do to have fun? You know, sometimes school can get really stressful. You want to take a break. You want to have some fun. You want to go on a date. What are some things that we can do to have some fun while on a budget?
Cheap dates. That could work. Also, like going to the park, just walking around. I know it's kind of stressful with COVID right now, but just going through a bike trail or just going hiking, backpacking, something outside. It's a lot cheaper than actually going on a date. What else? Let's see. What do you think, Shannon? Where would you go?
Well, right now, my boyfriend and I, like, we go to the beach a lot, or we'll go to like botanical gardens, because some of them can be pricey, but if you find the ones that are like $5 a person for admission, it's not bad. And then you can spend the whole day there and like explore and take fantastic pictures of everything. Or we'll like make lunch and drive to the beach or go for a hike and bring food and like eat at the top of the mountain or near an observatory or something. So we get a couple hours and we only spend a couple dollars.
That's actually very nice. Like, take me with you. I'm in Texas. It's hot. You'll dehydrate. You will dehydrate here.
Yes, Lexi and I, we can set up our own blanket. Lexi and I will be right across.
Exactly. How do you save money on food or eating?
I mean, I don't shop at Whole Foods unless I need specific, like, dairy-free, like if I need a sour cream. Like, I don't go to Whole Foods because they'll have my whole loan payment for the semester in one purchase. But I seek out, like, grocery stores like Aldi that have really good organic produce at a really good cost, or going to a local farmer's market so that way I can support like local farmers and business people and still like get the produce cheaper than the grocery store.
I honestly love farmers markets. I'm always there. Like, they know my name, they know my Jeep, they know who I am. As soon as I pull up, they know it's me. Like, they know that's the girl with the red hair that takes all the freaking avocado. Like, I love going to farmers markets. I do. And they're like, here she is. They're like, there, she's going to take everything again. Because I just love it. And I love supporting it. Like you said, like, if it's a farmers market, I'm in. I love it. I'd rather go there than anywhere else.
Absolutely. What about you, Tatiana?
Yeah, kind of the same places that you all shared. You know, I try to avoid the designer markets. I go to my local King Supers, get what's ever in season. You know, and I think that's the piece, is trying to eat healthy on a budget, because it's very easy to eat unhealthy on a budget, right? You can get your cup of noodles, kind of like my undergrad life, you know, back when you were 18, you could just live off cup of noodles forever, hot dogs, you know, put a little scrambled egg in there. Not anymore. That's not going to cut it for me anymore. So trying to make sure that I'm finding a way to eat
We're too old for that.
I am spiritually, emotionally, and physically too old for that.
Right. Well, if you were given $30 to feed yourself for a week, could you do it? And where would you go? What would you get?
Farmer's market. Steal the avocados. That's where it's at.
Yes. One of the huge things that actually has helped me right now in vet school is we have a food waste program. So it's a program. It's called Vindicate Market. And it's basically a program where they're trying to eliminate food waste. So they're getting like all of these. It's typically from like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, kind of those designer places, but things that are borderline expiring. But it's perfect for like a twice a week shop. You know, I'll go and I'll pick up fresh produce. Yeah. And you can fill a bag and you pay $5 and that's it, like for whatever groceries you take. So it has been really, really cool. And it's actually one of the vet students in our program is pretty involved in marketing and getting it out there. And so it's really been really awesome.
For $30, I would not make it at H-E-B or Walmart.
So I guess on the flip side, what is the biggest thing you splurge on when you're in vet school?
Probably food, to be honest.
Peanut butter.
Oh my God, peanut butter.
I need to hide it. I put a post-it on my door and on my pantry. Do not touch peanut butter after 8 p.m. because I'll just go and spoon it out. Especially right now that I'm trying to compete. Like, no, girl, do not touch the peanut butter. And now my dad will tell me, like, hey.
Can we start Peanut Butter Eaters Anonymous? Because I would definitely join, especially, like, there's this grocery store that does fresh ground honey roasted peanut butter, and it is the bane of my existence and my waistline.
Yeah. Dude, I love peanut butter and everything. And the weirdest thing is that I'll eat peanut butter with pickle. People find it weird. I know it sounds weird. I like it. I don't know why, but.
You like that sweet and salty?
Yeah, there you go.
What about you, Tatiana? Are you a peanut butter fiend like we are?
Oh, I hate that I have been outnumbered here. As a non-peanut butter eater myself, I have been outed. although I recently just found, I don't know what it's called. It's this one brand of peanut butter that the only brand of peanut butter they put honey.
It's Justin's. Yeah.
It might be Justin's. They hand it out always at the fitness competitions. They always have them in like the little packets.
Yes, you know, it's Justin's peanut butter, girl. Oh, that peanut butter is amazing.
Yes. I mean, I don't go around like eating Skippy peanut butter. It's always like the peanut butter that's just peanuts and plus or minus salts, depending on the mood.
Okay, question. Creamy or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Yep. Yep. If you're creamy, like, I don't want to be your friend.
Creamy's okay, but crunchy's better.
Yes. Crunchy. I agree.
Hashtag crunchy fam.
Yeah, let's make that page anonymous. Crunchy peanut butter fam.
Yes, I love it with dates. That's my favorite thing is like getting dates with peanut butter. Oh my God.
That's good.
Now you've gone too far for this non-peanut butter loving person.
You can do it with almond butter too.
Okay. I'll try it with some dates. I'll have to try it. You're right. Can't knock it till I try it.
So Shannon and Tatiana, what is your favorite easy, healthy snack when you're studying? What's something that you go to?
I usually reach for eggplant hummus and carrots because then I'm definitely a volume eater. So if I'm if I'm sitting for a long time and I get munchy, it has to be healthy or I'll just like down a whole bag of popcorn. So, I mean, being 6 foot tall, like your girl gotta eat. So it better be healthy.
Damn, you're tall. I love it. 6 foot. Amazing. What about you, Tatiana?
So, Shannon, your volume eater, I like to identify as a, I don't know, what's the volume? Oh, man, I try to make a witty joke, but there goes a grazer is the word. I am a grazer. So I just kind of eat a lot. Like, I don't eat a lot at once, but I kind of like to snack. I'm a snacker, I guess. So I find myself, I guess in undergrad, it was Skittles, you know, but now that I'm a grown up, it's blueberries or berries, you know.
Blueberries. Kind of... I agree. I like to do cucumber. Cucumber, low in calories, easy, gets you full, a lot of water in it.
Mm-hmm. Or watermelon. Watermelon.
Yes, and watermelon. Celery too. Ooh, with peanut butter. Mm. Crunchy peanut butter and celery is the way to go.
All right, ladies. Well, I think that we had a great conversation today about smart money moves and ways you can save money while in vet school. Thank you all so much for joining us. Make sure to like and subscribe. I'm Tatiana.
I'm Lexi Rodriguez.
And I'm Shannon.
And we'll catch you next time on the next episode of Vet Candy Talks.